Okay, so the Gemara says here, Amar Chizkia. Okay, we've gone through this Gemara before, but again, we just need to get caught up. Amar Chizkia. Okay, everybody have it? So this is 3, 6, 9, 12, about 15 lines down. Actually, the first Gemara that we did this year was this part of the Gemara, but we're going to continue and march forward. As we already discussed, how do you know that chametz is prohibited, that you're not allowed to benefit from it, as well as not allowed to eat it? So the famous argument between Chizkiya and Rabbah Avoh, which we've discussed so many times, Shenemar, Lo Ye Achel Chametz Lo Ye Hebo Hetrachi. According to Chizkiya, the source is Lo Ye Achel Chametz, Chametz should not be eaten, right? Which we interpret to be a reference to Yisuriyana. Tam the Kosov Achmada Lo Ye Achel Chametz, Lo Kosov Lo Ye Achel, but had not been for this usage, we talked earlier in the year about the significance of the, instead of loyocha, loyeyachel, the chametz should not be eaten, as opposed to the active verb, you shouldn't eat the chametz, discuss this at length. But if not for that seeming anomaly, which in fact is a ribui to teach you this halacha of Yisra'ana, havamina Yisra'ki lo mashma, Yisra'ana lo mashma, so then we would have thought that, you know, just when the Torah says lo yochal or lo tochal chametz, that refers to achila, but there is no yisrahana. That's what we would have thought. Upliga drabavo, but that perspective, that if not for a special limud to teach us yisrahana, we wouldn't know it. That is against the position of Rabbah Avoh. Dam Rabbah Avoh, kamakam shenema lo yochal lo tochal lo tochlu echad yisrahachila beechad yisrahana. That's against Rabbah Avoh, who thinks that whenever the Torah speaks about Yisra Achila, Yisra Na is included automatically, unless we're told, or unless we learn otherwise. So this debate between Chizkiya and Rabbah Avoh is something we've discussed already. We particularly discussed the fact that it might not just be a hermeneutic argument, like how do you know the source for Yisra Hana, but it's an argument possibly about the very nature of Yisra Hana and the relationship between Yisra Hana and Yisra Achila. In other words, you don't have to say this, you could disagree on either side of it, but it would be very tempting to say that according to Rabbah Avoh, the reason that we can derive Yisra Hana automatically from Yisra Achila, unless otherwise indicated, is because Hana and Achila are the same Yisra. Right, one is a intensification of the other is a dilution of the other, depending on your, that's also two different perspectives, but for our purposes now it's the same thing. In other words, Hana is a lighter form of L-I-T-E in this case, you know, it's Achila light, it's a diluted form of Achila, and that's why when the Torah says you can't eat, it always includes Hana, unless we are told that, oh no, it only means the elite, intense, the primary achila, not the expansive achila. Whereas according to Chizkiya, this is what we discussed a few times, right, the fact that you always need an additional limud to teach you or not, may be because achila l'chud and hana l'chud, we're dealing with two different ideas. And we talked about all, or not all, but many echoes of this argument, including the discussion here of Tosas, this little Tosas on the side, called Kol Mokom Shenema Lo Ye'achal, Tosas says, Yim Tama Ye'inenem Mechametz HaPasach Tekares. So if that's the case, that the according to Rabbah Avoh, whenever the language of the Torah you know, signifies achila, that it includes hana. If that's true, then yehinana mechametz b'pesach v'karis. So you should get karis when you eat chametz b'pesach. Why? I'm sorry, when you're nana mechametz b'pesach. I'm sorry.
We hold the same thing with b'pesach
v'chol. Well, b'pesach v'chol is a little bit of a different story because the Torah doesn't use the language of achila there. That's in fact, that's what the Gemara says later on Daf Chof Dalet or Beis Chof Amud Aleph, that normally there's a Ptur of Shalok and Derech when it comes to Achila and Ana, as if it's, don't do it in the typical fashion, we discussed this a little bit last week in another context, normally a Ptur, there are two exceptions the Gemara says, one is Kalei Kerem, the other is Basa B'Chalav. Because Basa B'Chalav and Kalei Kerem, the Torah doesn't use the expression of Achila, in the case of Basa B'Chalav, it uses the expression of Bishol. that's what might be a different story. But anyway, Tosfos is saying, how come if you're Ochel Chametz Pesach you get Karis, but if you're Nenevi Chametz Pesach, it seems like you don't get Karis. But if you think that Achila includes Hana, then it should. Ki Kol Ochel Chametz Nechrasa. And if less you say, well, who said you don't? In came the commander by Ma'ikam and Chizkin or Avo, Lemadika Benayu. Huh? Why don't you say the difference between Chizkin or Avo is whether you get Kares or not? So Tosa says, Olari, Velo Yocha, Velo Tocha, Yalpinam, Velo Tochu, Abo Kiko Ocha, Lo Yalpinam, Velo Tochu. So Tosa says, you know, the language of the prohibition, don't mean that includes Hana. But the description, Kikol Ochel Machmetzes, which is a description which includes a consequence. But it's a description nonetheless. That's, in that context, Achila is Achila, not the expanded definition of Hana. The point is that what does Tosfos want? Tosfos was saying, if Achila Bahana is not just a Gilui Milsa, that every time it says Achila, it includes Hana, but it's a din, that Achila includes Hana, all things being equal. It's the expanded legal definition. So then it should include Onshim, it should include many other things as well. And I think I mentioned it later on, Tosfos of Chaf Gimel of the base asked a similar question. Tosfos says, how do you know, according to the other way, according to Chizkia, how do you know when the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat Tarovetz Chametz, right? How do you know that that includes Yisra Hana? After according to Chizkia, Achila doesn't include Hana. Lest you say, says Tosfos, that the second that we know from Chizkia that there's an Yisra Hana in Chametz, in the Karis Chametz, that's an Atmosho Chametz, real Chametz. So once you know that, any other Chametz that you have automatically includes Yisra Hana. So Tosfos says, well, that's not so obvious. The Onish is different. So again, what's going on in these Tosfos seems to be, and in many other contexts, Bach Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, Bach Mechalav says, how come you don't count separately? Right, in Basa Mechalav, Achila and Hana. Or in other places where there's an Yisra Achila and Hana, you should count them separately in the Minyan Tayyak. So the Rambam says, in my opinion, since Paschal like Rav Avo, that these are not two different Dinim, they're the same idea. The Chidush Yaran here on Chavalah Fundays disagrees. He says it is just a Gilui Milsa, just because that's the Limud doesn't mean that there isn't a difference between Achila and Hana. So this is an issue we discussed already. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Krisus talks about it in terms of Ein Iser Chalal Iser. If you have an Iser Achila, and then you eat something which is also Achila Ubahana, is that considered an Iser Moses or not? The Rambam says if it's in the context Hana that is added by Kachim, he says, oh, that's Iser Moses. Hana that's added to an Ochel, right? He says that's not an Iser Moses. Because it's really part of the Yisra Achila. It's just an expansion of the Yisra Achila. It's the same root. So there's a big, big, huge topic here about Rabbi Chizkia and Rabbi Bo. Yeah, anyway.
I know, but I know how. So what's the
No, so that's the point, that they're not, they are Haynu Hach in one sense, but whenever the Torah signifies that through the Loyokal, in other words, if the source for Kares in the Chametz was a Pasuk Yochal, then Tosfos is saying there wouldn't be any difference between Achila and Hana. And that point is the point that Chidush Aran disputes. Chidush Aran says, oh, it's a limud, it's a ribui, but they're not the same. Tosfos says they are the same. The only thing is that the limud, that the source for Kares is not the Pasuk Yochal. It's the Pasuk Kikol Ochel Machmetzes. And the descriptive Kikol Ochel, as opposed to the prohibition, Lo Yochal, doesn't include Hana.
But the Kikol Ochel, not the Lav. The Lav is
what's wrong. It's not a Lav at all, it's a description.
Of course you need a Lav.
No, you do need a Lav, but in addition to the Lav, the Onesh is only described in the case of Ochel. So what we're saying is that the Torah says Lo Yochal or Ochel, eats, it's an imperative or a prohibition, so then the formal language includes Achila v'Hana. When the Torah is just described, if I were to speak to you in normal language and I would say, did you eat your breakfast this morning? You know, and really you didn't eat it, but you used it as an ointment, so you wouldn't say yes I did, you know, because that's just not normal descriptive language. So the Tosfos seems to be saying that when the Torah uses formal prohibition language or imperative language, then they're haylach. When the Torah is describing something, so then it's more specific, and the words kikal ochel are different. Now, what are we to conclude from here? Since you're right, the lav is the same. So I think what we are to conclude is as follows: just because achila b'hana are connected and it's one expanded idea, doesn't mean that we deny that there are levels. Right? I mean, one is still a more intense form than the other is. Right? And since that's true, I'll give you just one other example. I mean, it's we talked a little bit last week in a different context about the din of shalok haderech, about eating something shalok haderech. And I mentioned the Gemara later on Chof Hei Amud Beis, so the Gemara seems to say that a chola she'ein bo sakana is permitted to be nene from Yisurei Hana shalok haderech. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Ravina was shaf, you know, begurki d'orlahi. His daughter had some medical condition, and he, as an ointment, he used some extract of orla. And the Gemara says, how can he do that? So the Gemara gives several answers. The second answer is, well, that's shalok haderech. So this seems to be the makar for the idea that a chola she'ein bo sakana is permitted, right, shalok haderech. However, there's a big machlokas rishonim that whether that's true only in Yisurei Hana shalok haderech, or also in Makolos Asuros shalok haderech. Now, if you take the view, so the notice is a big group of rishonim, Rabban already says this in Taurus Adam, the Ran quotes the Irim Psachim on Chafei Amud Beis, that, you know, maybe for Yisurei Hana shalok haderech, there's a heter, kolosh and basakana, but the achila shalok haderech, there's not. So the question is, I mean, if you hold, which many people, you know, do, that achila b'hana are haynu de one din, so how could you be mechalek? The answer is for the same reason you might be mechalek in terms of kares, or according to the Rambam, that they say even better. Like the Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, we talked about this, seems to have the shita against most Rishonim, including the Tosfos, that you never get malchus for Yisuriano. That seems to be the Rambam Shita. Everybody agrees that that's what he holds, but that's what he seems to say. I believe that's really the Rambam Shita. Many Mepharshim believe that that's the Rambam Shita. But the Rambam is the one, and Sefer Mitzvot and Perushim Mishnayos, who thinks that Hana and Achila are connected. He's one who says it's not part of the Yisur Moses, it's the same Yisur. You don't count it separately in Minyan and Mitzvot, because it's the same Yisur. So how can you say that this Malkus? So Dafka, when we talked about this more extensively, it wasn't the problem, it was a Raya. Meaning, some Farshim explain it, according to the Rambam, it's a din of Ikar and Tafel. In other words, Hana is not a separate din. Hana is a diluted form of Achila. It's the Shalok Haderech, if you will, right, of Achila. It's the Tafel of Achila. So then, maybe it has, it's diluted as a case, and it's diluted in its own edge. And that's what it ends up being for Tosfos system. Not for obvious, but these are the permutations. Right. Anyways, let's continue. Yeah.
Shalok haderech.
Yeah.
Would that apply for a chola? I don't care. You say he eats pork.
So that's a very good question.
Yeah. But shalok haderech.
So, chola b'yom kippur, as we know, is a tricky kind of an issue. It could be more chomer, it could be more kappa. Because the whole Isra of Achila Yom Kippur, again, is another example where the Torah does not use the expression of Achila. Right? It's a Nefesh Ashalo Se'une. So the Sefer Achinuch, in the context of Yom Kippur, says a Chatzi Shir, it's also in the Torah. He says, but it'll be Mutter for Achola She'in Bo Sakana. One second. No, so he doesn't talk about that. One second. So that's what he says, Achola She'in Bo Sakana. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Echon Matzinu Davar Kazet, that's something which is also in the Torah, has a heter of Chol Hashem V'Sakana. But the irony is that some people think that's a shot in the Rambam, that there's no Malchus for Yisur Yana. It's like Shalok Haderech. So that those who think that you see from Sefer Achinuch that Shalok Haderech and Yom Kippur would also be Mutter. If you hold in general that Yisurei Achila are Mutter Shalok Haderech, which is the Big Malchus Rishonim, and probably Yom Kippur would be under that rubric as well. The Rav Yo thinks that Shalok Haderech is actually generally mutter, so he's certainly held that way. But otherwise, it's an interesting question. What would be the relationship between Achila here and Achila and Achila Yom Kippur and other Achilas? We find Kulas and Chumras associated with Yom Kippur. Chumras because it's a more severe violation, obviously, in terms of Misa. And Kulas because in the Echeitet isn't Asur, right? It's just the timing that makes it Asur. So it's a very good question. The Chatzishir is an example, but it's tricky. That's what I just said. Yeah, so on the one hand, the onus makes it Kulas. On the other hand, it's a... Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. So the next, but then the Gemara says, Hacha Piret Lecha Kinevela. Right, so what's this Nevela thing? We started with the last week, so that's what I want to pick up with. Kederash Piret Binevela. What is Derash Piret Binevela? The Tanya. Lo Tokhu Kol Nevela. The Pasuk says in Re'eh, Lo Tokhu Kol Nevela. Right, you shouldn't eat the Nevela. Nevela is an animal that didn't get Shechita. Right, either it died before Shechita, or it was an improper Shechita, or it's a dead animal, but you know, it didn't die on its own. Maybe it was killed for purposes of eating, but it wasn't with a proper Shechita. So lo tochu kol nevela, lager asher b'sharecha titnena v'akala, o machor l'nachri. So what do you do with a nevela if you can't eat it? Right, the answer is lager asher b'sharecha titnena v'akala. You can give it to a ger toshav, and he can eat it. Oh, machol unachri, or you can sell it to a non-Jew. So here we have this really interesting issue. Ainli ella ger b'nesina unachri b'nechira. It seems like if you want to be very particular, and the pasuk again, the pasuk says a tochu kol nevela. That's refers to Chal Yisrael, right? What do you do? Like ger titnena, o machol unachri. That's right. So ainli ella ger b'nesina unachri b'nechira. The ger b'nechira minayin. Right? So according to Rabbi Meir, it turns out that even though the pasuk speaks about Nesina Lager and Mechira Lenachri, right, that really you could do anything. You could give the nevela, or you could sell the nevela to either a ger toshav or a nachri. Now remember, a nachri is an oved avodah zarah. A ger toshav is a ben noach, right? But probably a ben noach who formally accepts sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. Okay. The Gemara of avodah zarah and other places, the Gemara in many places has machlokes. What exactly is a ger toshav? And sometimes, we'll get back to this later, we talked about this when we studied Chulin right at the beginning. I'm just going to refer back to this today. Sometimes, one day in the Gemara, the one that Rashi in particular likes and mentions everywhere he can, including here, if you look here, Rashi, one second, does Rashi mention here? I think so. Yeah. We didn't get to the Gemara yet, but Lahaktim the Sina the Ger Lumachira the Nachri. Yemesh Ger Litnalo the Sinatsa Kodemus Lumachira the Nachri. The High Ger Tosha, the High Ger Tosha, the Ger Tosha, Kamar, Shekibalo Shalolavo Olus Kochavim, the Ochel Nevelos. Okay, so that's a day on the Gemara. Not everybody passes that way. Rashi in his Parish Allah Torah, whenever he mentions Ger Tosha, and Rashi in Shas, almost every time he mentions Ger Toshav freely, when he's not explaining that the different deos and that sugya, but still, when he wants to make reference, what is a Ger Toshav? He'll almost always say, he'll almost quote that mandamar, that a Ger Toshav is somebody who's mekabel olav sheva mitzvos, but he is ochel nevelos. Okay, that's what a Ger Toshav is. We'll get back. That's important, I think. So according to Rabbi Meir, either a Ger Toshav, right, who's a very admirable, you know, fellow, you know, human being who's, you know, again, the Kabbal of Shazamitz Menoch formally, right, and so on. Or Nachri, right, who's not so admirable, he's an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. you're allowed to sell or give nevet. That's from there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dvarim Kichsav. Torah seems to say that you can sell to a nochri and give to a gartoshav, and Dvarim Kichsav on, we're going to stick with that formula. Leger b'nesina, l'nochri b'mechir. I think I mentioned last week that there's a machlokas here, whether or not the sticking to the formula goes in both directions or not. No, the vadai means that you're not allowed to give to a nochri. The question is, are you also allowed to sell to a gertosha? So Rashi says no. Rashi here says no. Rashi says, Dvarim kichsavan, kach mitzvasa, lo yitnena l'nachri, v'lo yim karena l'ger. Okay, you can't sell to a gertosha, but you can't give to a nachri. The Rambam, in Ilko Tzuchiyo, Matana, if you want to look at that for just a minute, Perek Yimel Halakha Yud Aleph, which is on page 2. The next to last entry on page 2. Rambam Hilchot Tzuchiyah Matana Perek Gimel Halakha Yalit. Rambam says, also the Yisrael Litan La'akum Matnas, we'll get back to this in a few minutes. Also the Yisrael Litan La'akum Matnas Chinam. Right, you're not allowed to give a non-Jew Matnas Chinam, gratuity. Then I added, based on the Frankel Rambam, the Gersa of the Frankel Rambam, which I think is based on most Kisayat, but not, it wasn't in the old printed Rambams, which is why it's not in the Bar Ilan database text, adds Klomar, gets this in a minute, lo yizeh ani pachos miger toshav shu chayimach. I think that's a very significant addition, but I'll explain what I mean by that in a couple of minutes. Either way, what emerges is, if you look at Rashi, the Rambam is machlokas. Within Rav Yerav, Paschal is like Rav Yehuda. Here, in Perek Gimel Hilchos Chiyah Matan Halachin Aleph, and in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, we'll get to that in a moment, Perek Dalid Halacha Yud. I'm sorry, Perek Yud Halacha Dalid, sorry. In both places, Rambam Paschal is like Rav Yehuda, that Dvarim Kichsav. Here, in Hilchos Chiyah, it's clear that Dvarim Kichsav means, for the Rambam, that there's no Nesina Lagoy. But there is Mechira Leger. Rashi holds is not even Mechira Leger. Okay. Rashi Shita is a little bit Tamua. I mean, the position of Rashi is the purest position in the Parshanut of the Gemara. As the Gemara says, the Dvarim Kichsavan, so why should you take that only halfway? Right? If the Torah speaks about the Sina Leger and Mechira Lenachri, so they're mutually exclusive, that's all. So that part of Rashi makes a great deal of sense. What motivated the Rambam? Well, the Rambam just didn't think it was logical. Meaning, well, why can't you sell a nevela to a kertosha? What would the answer be? You're allowed to give it to him. You certainly should be allowed to sell it to him. So we'll get back to that. The logic of Rashi needs some explanation. Not the parshanut of Rashi, but the logic of Rashi. Either way, we had... really need to understand the whole din of Rav Yehuda. Let's just go a little further with it. Lager b'nesino nachri b'mechir. My Talmud Rav Yehuda, the Gemara says, Yisol k'day t'kadam Rabbi Meir, that everything is flexible. Lichta brachmano lager ha-shav b'shavrecha titnena v'akala umachar. Right? Oh, lovely. Why? Umachar? Right? What's the O? Shema mina l'dvarim kiksava. Right? To show you that it's only as is. No flexibility. Rabbi Meir, Ola Hakdim Nesina Deger L'Mechir, the Nachri, the purpose of all is to teach you that if you have the option, Nesina L'Ger Toshav takes priority over Mechira L'Nachri. That's fascinating. Right? Why should that... What? Okay, tzedakah before business. So, b'Rav Yehuda, you're right. For Rav Yehuda, I'll explain why it's important in a minute. For Rav Yehuda, what does Rav Yehuda say about this? Ha, lo tzarech kra. As you said, it's so obvious. He doesn't need an O. Why should he waste an O on teaching you that, as you put it, tzedakah before business, right? Keeping the ger on tamitzuva lahachayoso, the nachri iya tamitzuva lahachayoso, lo tzarech kra svarahu. Okay, sounds good. Okay. The Bali Tosfos point out, the question is it so obvious? We'll get to that in a second. I will hold off for a second. Bali Tosfos point out it isn't so obvious even for Yehuda it's not so obvious. I'm sorry, even for Rabbi Meir it's not so obvious. Okay. Then the Gemara says, let's just finish up the Shacham. Sorry, Bishlam, Rabbi Meir, Tomer Echad Ger, V'Echad Nachri, Bein B'Mechira, Bein B'Nesina. So, Mid Yitzra, Kol Mishra, the Vela, Bahana, Akol Yitzurim, Shavatara, Asurin, Bein Bachila, Bein Bahana. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, so basically, this Pasuk is not teaching you any other Chidushim, because what they're really telling you, the Pasuk? A Jew is not allowed to eat the Vela. Right? So, you're not allowed to eat nevela, but you're allowed to do whatever you want with it, outside of short of eating. But if you want to give it away to whoever you want. If you want to sell it to whoever you want. Now, once I say that you're not allowed to eat nevela, and I say nothing else, why is it important for me to add that you can give it away or sell it or do whatever you want? Obviously, Torah only imposes lo sochu nevela, right? So if anything other than eating is obviously permissible, why does the Torah have to add don't eat nevela? Rather, you can benefit from it. You can sell it or give it to whoever you want. So this is the Makar to teach you that if the Torah had not, right, specifically excluded Isur Hanah, we would have thought that achila includes ana. That's what the Gemara means when it says, one more time, Bishlam Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Damar Echad Ger Echad Nachri Bein Mechir Bein Sina, Min Itzchir Kral Mishra Nevela Bahana. The fact that there's a need for the Torah to explicate the Heter Hana, Hakol Yisurin Shem Torah Asur Bein Achila Bein Bahana, that implies that normally achila carries with it Yisur Hana as well, and therefore you have to specify that in this case of Nevela that's not true. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's another reason why the Torah had to specify. Not to teach you that there is a Heter Hanah. Maybe the Heter Hanah you would know automatically by virtue of the fact that the Torah only speaks about Achila. And the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat something, and obviously you're allowed to be mad. However, the Torah had to specify here because it's not an absolute across-the-board Heter Hanah. There are limits, there are restrictions. You're only allowed to give a present to a Ger Toshav, right? And according to Rashi, you're only allowed to sell to a Nachri. That's why the Torah has to be Mefaret. Not to teach you the din, right, that generally speaking, Hana is included as an Isur together with Achila. So if that's true, Hakol Yitzurim Shem Torah Minale Asurin B'Hana. So how then do we know that in general when the Torah says Lo Yochal or Lo Yochlu or Lo Tochal or Lotochlu, that it includes Yisra Hanah? How do you know that? So the Gemara says, Nafkalei Milakelev Tashlichun Oso. There's another pasuk, that's a pasuk in connection with Trefa. So what's the pasuk? I have it on the side here. The Anche Kodesh Shisin Shemos and Mishpatim. Actually, we have it in the sheets also. The Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li, who busted the son of Trefa Lotochelu, right? Be holy people, right? And how does this express itself? Basa besada trefa lo tokeva. Don't eat basa trefa. Lakelev tashlichun also. Right? You can give it, throw it to the dogs. So why does the Torah have to tell you that, that to give it to the dogs? So we're asking lady, lakelev tashlichun also. And not only that, but why also? Also, atamash lakelev is the limud. Yeah, Tamash Lechukelev, Koli Surin, Shabbat Torah. It's not, the Torah says, Basim Sada Trefa Lotochelu. So if, generally speaking, Isra Achila Lechud and Isra Hanah Lechud, so just well, once the Torah says, don't eat Trefa, we know that you're allowed to be Nana from Trefa. Why do you have to tell us, Lakelev Tashlichun Oso, especially the Oso? right? Oso, but not Acher. The answer is, that's the teacher, this din, that automatically Achila includes Yisrana Achi, Farz Lecha Kasuv, namely, Oso Atamashlik, via Atamashlik Acherim, the teacher that generally speaking, Yisr Hana follows Achila, Achi, Farz Lecha Kasuv. That's the Gardner, what is Rameir saying? Oso Atamashlik Kalev. This is in fact a miut, right? It is to teach you about a particular case that there's no Yisr Hana, but not to teach you that in Kol Torah Kula, whatever it's Achila, there's an Yisr Hana, but to teach you specifically to distinguish between Trefa on the one hand, Oso Tamashul Chekalev, Ia Tamashul Chekalev, Chulin Shenishkatu Bazar. Specifically to be mind, about to see why, but not today, Chulin Shenishkatu Bazar. Chulin Shenishkatu Bazar is if you have an animal, right, and you shecht it. So if you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's regular chulin. If you take a behemah's chulin and you shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a problem. So let's say you do that. Is it winter ba'ana? The answer is no. So the way Rashi explains it, one would have thought that there's an affinity between chulin, shenishkatu bazara, and trefa. Why? Because the problem of trefa on some level is, according to Chazal, is the problem of chutz l'mechitzasa. That we don't trefa an animal that's not going to live. But there are other cases of trefa too. Right? And ubar shahotzi yado mimei ima. Or, you know, you have kachim shiyotza chutz l'mechitzasa. So the way Rashi puts it here is I would have thought that chulin shenishkatu bazara is also a problem of precinct, of mechitza. It's the opposite problem. It's the problem of something that came inside the azara. So you would think that whatever the din is of trefa, that's the din of chulin shenishkatu bazara. And if trefa is mutar ba'anah, lakela tashlichun oso, so you would think that chulin shenishkatu bazara is also mutar ba'anah. Therefore, the miut isn't to teach you the general din that you know that you need an avela for, right? The din of trefa is to exclude specifically that which is similar to trefa and yet which is also b'hana, namely chulin shenishkatu bazar. And then the Gemara says, "Enoch chulin shenishkatu bazar alav d'oraisa." But that's a shock of the time. So what I want to discuss today is the question of ger b'nesina nachri b'mechir. So let's zero in on that issue. Okay. We already seen a little bit. Number one, the very idea of Rabbi Yehuda Dvarim Kisav. Why is Rabbi Yehuda so particular that you can only sell to a nachri, but you can't give to a nachri? Right? And according to Rashi, unlike the Rambam, it's also particular in the other direction. You can't sell to a ger toshev, you can only give to a ger toshev. Right? What's the logic behind those restrictions? Why don't you say that nevela is not also b'ana, which it's not, it's only an Yisra Achila, so why should we have any limits at all? I mean, the truth is, the most logically compelling shita is Rani Meir. Rani Meir says, Echad Ger, V'Echad Nachri, Echad B'Nesina, V'Echad B'Nechila. I mean, there's a hetera no, there's a hetera no. Okay.
The Rabbi was already said that, right?
No. We'll see. Does the Rambam say that it's also Khanai?
Then he's always Rashi. Somebody said
this. Well, okay, well, so we'll get to the second. So we have the Machlokes and the Rambam and Rashi about this scope of the sin. What's the issue? Now, question number two. I'll get to the Los Khanai in 1 minute. Number two. Do you need a pasuk to teach you the kedima, the priority of ger toshav, the nesina, over that of, right, mechira l'nachr? So the Gemara says, according to one mandamar, that's what the O is teaching you, and the other mandamar says, I don't even need a pasuk for that, it's so obvious, you're mitzvah l'achyo, so, right, you said it very well, tzedakah, what did you say? Tzedakah before business. Okay. So, this is not such a double pasuk. What? It's not a Jewish idea. Right. The question is, so does it apply only to non-Jews? So you think it's a joke, but this is a real issue. That's what I want to talk about tonight. So If you look at the Tosfos here, Al Atar, and the Tosfos Bishlam and Rabbi Meir, it's not even so simple a maskan as I alluded to before. See the bottom Tosfos Bishlam and Rabbi Meir? Tema. Rabbi Meir Nami, Iksha, the Itzrach Lakdumi, the scene of the Ger. In the end, we said, oh, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, right, so, you know, it's obvious that the Torah's delineating the Heter Hana teaches you that in Kol Torah Kula Hana really follows or flows from Achila, because there's no Kiddush in the Pesukim at all. The Tosfos says, but there is a Kiddush in the Pasuk. Tema, but Meir Nami Yitzchava Yitzchik Kra Lagdume the Sina the Ger. The Torah says that according to Meir, you need the O that still teaches you something. And that is the kedima of the sin of the ger over that of the chirul nachar. So those are the tirutz. Read the Bible. I lo have a kasav kra kol ikar haviyadina mitzrayim lagdume. I will hash to the kasav the sina tizena b'chala umachar. I lo have a kasav o haviyadina also the midrash ain tzarich lahakdim. The tzarich the kasav nami ger b'nachri. You love a kasav of a ger, have a minad dasan lebutin yasina the nachri. You have a kasav of nachri lechud, have a minad dasan lebutin mechira the ger. Fine. What I'm trying to point out is that Tosfos here, you know, has the ha'ara that maybe, you know, is it really a focus from Meir or Yehuda whether you need a gzeres hakasav or whether it's simply a svara that there's kedima of this tzedakah to the ger toshav over the business the mechira lenachri. Right? The answer is that Tosfos is suggesting that once the Torah has such a pasuk, that just mixes everything up. Otherwise, we would have thought that this would be obvious. Okay. However, in the other direction, right, one could ask, maybe it's not obvious at all. So in one direction we have even Rabbi Meir, right, may think you don't need a pasuk. In the other direction, how do we even understand this halacha? But how does the Gemara justify it? How did you say tzedakah, right, before business? And every ger toshav out there is needs tzedakah, or we're assuming that you can always find a ger toshav when you need tzedakah, right? I mean, it could be. That's definitely the way most Rishonim are going to interpret. But what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says nachri. Again, halal tzarech kra. Even the ger atam mitzvah lachiyoso. Benachri, yeah, atam mitzvah lachiyoso. Does mitzvah lachiyoso mean only or primarily tzedakah? That's really what I'm asking. According to many Rishonim, the answer in this sugya, simple reading of the Gemara, is yes. And we'll assume they're always poor people. They're always poor gerei tosha. Let's say you had mechira lenachri, and every ger tosha that you were acquainted with or had access to didn't need tzedakah. So this halacha wouldn't apply. Right? Or is the Gemara saying something even more mechudash and maybe also more profound? Are we definitely dealing with a situation of tzedakah here in this pasuk? The pasuk says, like, I mean, the pasuk says pasuk, pasuk says, what are you doing here? Like, Gera, Shem Sharecha Titnena, Bachala, O Bachala Nachri. Doesn't say anything about tzedakah. There is another pasuk that says, right, Mech Zaktabo, Ger B'toshav, the Chai Imach. That seems to be talking about a Chi of Lachiyoso, which the Gemara, in a few places, says also definitely refers to Tzedakah. When the Rambam talks about the Chi of Tzedakah, in the beginning of Hukas Mat Nesani and Perek Zayin, and in Sefer Mitzvot, he quotes this Pasuk, right, Mech Zaktabo, Ger B'toshav, the Chai Imach. And that's why the Achronim point out, even though the Rambam doesn't emphasize it so much in Hukas Mat Nesaniim, right, but she does emphasize that, as we'll soon read in Hilchos Malachim, but that the chi of tzedakah applies to a guy, a ger toshav, not a nachri. There's another din of tzedakah to a guy, that's within darkei shalom. The Gemara says in Megitin, Daf Samech, and the Rambam quotes this in a bunch of places, right, mefarnesin aniye akum. Akum is a idol worshiper, an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Im, with an ayin. Aniye Yisrael, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. We'll see even in Malachi, because Malachi and Rambam has a chiddush on that too, but the pasuk is that the Didrabanan, that's if they're standing there together, you shouldn't publicly discriminate, because that's the problem with Darkei Shav. But when it comes to Ger Toshav, again, somebody who's Mekabel, formerly, Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, right, there's a Chiyuv Tzedakah. In my opinion, I don't have time to get back to this, I'll mention it now. In my opinion, according to the Rambam, there is no Lav of Tzedakah for Ger Toshav, only an Asay of Tzedakah for Ger Toshav. And I think it's our Nafkamina, because I think there are differences between the scope and nature of the Rais and Rabbanon of Tzedakah. That's not for now, but I'm just telling you that. But that aside, at least the mitzvah say of Tzedakah, the Rambam does seem to quote the Pasuk, which applies to Ger Toshav. So there's no question, this is the Pasuk. We'll see in a moment what he does with it. But Lahachayosu. But does that mean that the Pasuk is only talking about that? And does that mean that the Pasuk, completely different Pasuk, like Ger Hashem Sharecha Tidmena, is talking about only a case where there's somebody who needs Tzedakah? And is that the Kedim only in that case? That's not so clear. Most simple readings of the Sugya will say yes, but I'm at least raising the question, it's not so obvious. I'll try to show, I think for the Rambam, the answer is that it's not what the Rambam's talking about. Not what the Sugya's talking about, according to the Rambam. Yeah.
And why does the Rambam not bring up Tzedakah?
He just doesn't know. He doesn't not, he just doesn't yes. In other words, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyin, he doesn't say, you know, he's talking about the Chiyuv to supporting Yisrael. And he quotes also the Pasuk, he quotes a few Ptukim, Nasan Titein, Pasuk Tiftach, and then he calls the quotes, you know, the exact above, Ger V'Toshav, V'Chai, Imach. Now, that happens to be a Pasuk that refers to Ger Toshav. So, by implication, if that's the Makar for Mitzvah Seif Tzedakah, and also quotes the Sefer Mitzvahs, then it should include Ger V'Toshav as well. He just doesn't explicate that in Parag Zayin of Tzman Tzaniyim. On the contrary, he's talking about the Chiyuv to giving Yisrael Tzedakah. Now, my own personal theory is, and this has to do, this is a, okay, I guess a general philosophy of halakha issue, and also a methodological Rambam issue, which is why I'm just going to tell you all regalachas, but it takes a lot more time for me to develop this, is that the Rambam intentionally held out explicating this idea, Tzilvon HaHavos Malachas, because I think the Rambam wanted you to understand that there are what I call concentric circles here. Meaning, first and foremost, your obligation is to support, you know, your family member, you know, Klal Yisrael. And even if it's based on the same pasuk which shares with Ger Toshav, the point is that, you know, the focus is Yisrael, and from there it radiates out into Ger Toshav. In Hukos Malachim, it's applied to Ger Toshav. But the point is, it would be an abuse of the concept of tzedakah, right, if you were to support a Ger Toshav, let's say, you know, to the exclusion of, or not in proper proportion to your support for them with Klal Yisrael. I can't prove that 100%. I think I can show indications of it, but that's why I think the Matnas Aniyim is silent on that point, because they're the Ikar Mitzvah of tzedakah, which is to Yisrael. But the fact that he's quoting that pasuk, and then later on in Mishnah Torah, he draws that other circle. That's what I think is going on. Okay, anyways. Getting back to the point here. So what is really going on here? More than that. The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah asks two questions. This part of this Gemara appears also in Avodah Zarah. First entry. Let's just go through quickly most of it is our Gemara, but a little context. The Gemara there is talking about the second Avodah Zarah, and we're talking about Dini Avodah Zarah. Okay? So the Gemara is talking about most of the content. Right? So Titan Lahem. So the Gemara basically says that three limudim from Los Chanan, right? Rotita lem chanaya bekarka. Don't give them land in Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's a big issue. They had their mechira and shmita recently in Eretz Yisrael. There was a big blow up about Los Chanan. Rotita lem chanaya bekarka about renting to non-Jews or selling to non-Jews. Not for now, but that's one. The other is Rotita lem matnas chinam. Don't give them gratuities, free gifts. And that's our sugya. And the third is lo titan lemchei. It shouldn't be rhapsodizing or complimenting non-Jews, in a way, we'll say, that implies admiration, or that can spill over into admiration for their religion. Okay. So the Gemara says, Omar Kra, lo tzachanim, lo titan chanayi bakak. I lo tzachanim mi barlein. Dachi kam rachman, lo titan lemchein. How can you use the pasuk, lo tzachanim, to teach you that they can't have land in Eretz Yisrael? You need it for the din of chain of complimenting or viewing them in this, inspirational light. So the Gemara says, "In kein leimakar lo sechunim, my lo sechanim." Shema mina tachikun two things. The Gemara says, "Kati boyle dacham rachmanu latiplei matnas matanu shochinam." You need it for a third limud. You can't give free gifts. In kein leimakar lo sechinim, my lo sechanim. Shema mina kuli. You need three things. Okay, so from the pasuk of Lo Tachanim, we learn three different dinim. Good. The big question in the already in the Rishon and then later in the Poskim, whether or not these three things are the same basic idea, whether they have the same characteristics. For example, there's a big discussion already earlier in the Bali Tosis and others. Does Lo Tachanim apply to all Jews, to all non-Jews, or only to Shiva Amamim, right, about whom we say Lo Tachaya Kol Neshama? What about Muslims as opposed to only Avodah Zarah, or Christians, as opposed to more pagan-oriented Avodah Zarah? You do it for your own purposes. The Tosefta says that you don't do it gratuitously. So let's say also you give a gift, not because you want to give a gift. You give a gift because it's a way of friendly relations. It's a good business practice, right? Around the holidays, you give a gift. Right? That's what Tosefta says. But if you do it for your purposes, right? Because it's about the the good interaction between you, that you're allowed to do. Does the same thing apply to those people in the Chanoi of the car? That's a big issue in the Hefer Mechira. Right? They said, how can you sell part of the land to the Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? It's a violation of Lo Tachanim. So also it's a different, it's only temporary. Right? But one of the suggestions was, we are selling the land temporarily, but we're doing it for our reasons, to benefit ourselves, not to benefit them. So the Tosefta idea of Titalem Ma'anos Chinam should apply to Lo Tachanim Lo Titalem Chanoi Mekark. And other people said, no, the Tosefta isn't telling you that whenever you're self-motivated, right, that there's a blanket heter to violate what otherwise would have been Lo Tachanim. But they're saying specifically when it comes to Ma'anos Chinam, the question is, what's the Hagdara of Chinam? In other words, you're not allowed to give it gratuitously. As you said, Lola Ben Sabodu in the Abed case. That's why Sami Sharma explained that as well. Meaning, it's not Matas Chinam if you're gaining something from it. But that doesn't apply to like Titum Chanei Vakarka. That refers to you can't give him land in Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with Matas Chinam or not Chinam.
But the exception was Mitzvah Zerabim Shalom.
Okay, good. Again, but that's the point, that wasn't gratuitous. It's just an example.
But that's
the Kiveya.
At the
Shredish
of
the Bible,
Ben Zeraydu,
I suppose. Could be.
You
could
do it for yourself.
Yeah, could be. So, and that's the answer that Samir Shonen gave. Anyways, my point is about three things. Lo Tachanim, conceptually, the question is, both in terms of which kind of non-Jews, which conditions, are they the same, are they different? Okay. Then the Gemara says as follows. It seems like there's an argument whether or not you can give Matnas Chinam. Machokas Tanoi, Titania. Matoko, call the Vela Argamara. Again, Shabbat 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 Nachri. In the Elegab in the Sina Lova Kachavan, the Mechira. The Ger, the Mechira, Minayan. How do you know you can sell to a Ger? Tamadomar, Titnena, O Machar. So a mayor seems to think that there's no problem giving a matana to an Ovid of Arzah. So the Gemara says, Shapra Kamrab Mayor. Isn't Rab Mayor saying correctly? Rabbi Huda. Avalach Yisrael kedai dekidikol ma'meir miktav akamad etzidena makala umachar. Oh, lovely Yisrael, you know, drum kicks off on the dasa. Rabbi Meir, what does he say? How will I do, man? You're senior together, but here is the akum. It's exactly our Gemara. Rabbi Huda, keeping the gerat on the tuba lachyoso, ukanan the yiat on the tuba lachyoso, akum otorek krop. Same shakavataria. The Gemara has it there to prove that there's a maklokas about matnas chino. Fine. Two things. Tosis asks the question. See the next entry. Tamil Rabbi Yehuda, lovely lo tachanim. Last of matnas chino, tepe klemi acha. Right? If the according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that you're not allowed to give matnas chino. But he doesn't learn it from lo tachanim. He learns it from Lager, Asher v'sharecha, titnenu. Right? So what's going on? Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, lovely lo tachanim. Last of matnas chino, tepe klemi acha. You can only give a nesina to a ger toshav, not to a non-Jew, not to an oven of a zara. So Tosk gives two answers. Yeshua, the lot of chanim yitzrich litin b'lav v'hayda ocha nami yitzrich lasei. Inami, you can remember the hayda ocha yitzrich legalos on the scene of the ger she'im atanamamish along the scene of bedan. So the second answer is more of a technicality, right? But there's one limud. The first answer basically says there are two sources for the Yisra Matnas Chinam. One is Lo Tachanim, and the other, that's the Lav, and the Aseh is Lager, Asher B'Sharecha, Titnena. That's very interesting. We really need an Aseh and a Lav, both. What's particularly interesting for the moment is the Rabbah. What did you say before?
You were trying to say.
What?
You were trying to say that before, that there wasn't a Lav, according to the Rabbah.
Yeah. So the Rambam doesn't have the Lav. Exactly. So look at the Rambam in Perek Yud. That's why I said, does he? Right? Look at the Rambam Perek Yud, Halakha Dalet. Page 2. And pay attention, I think, to two things here. The Rambam in this Halakha, Halakha Dalet, has all three demons. Chanoi Bekarka, can't give them land in Eretz Yisrael. Chain, right, complimenting. And Matnas Chinam. But as you'll see in a moment, Matnas Chinam is not derived from Otsu Chanim, according to the Rambam. He only has, fascinating, Lager, Asher B'Sharecha, Titnena, right? And Rabbi Yehuda. Not only that, but to notice something else, I noticed something else, I think it's worth noting, in the Rambam, and that is, look at the way he speaks about the first two as opposed to the third, even though they're all in the same halakha. Let's read it. After Malkum Shatiru Lahaskir, even when they allowed you to rent out an Eretz Yisrael, the Bez Dira, Elishu Machas, Atocha, Baruch Kachavim, Nevelo Tavik, Toi, Valo, Beisacha, Amaskal, and Batam, Asos, and Otsav, Ein Mochin, Peros, of Tavu, Akiotzen, and Chubas Karka. This is not for us at the moment. Avamocha, Humishi Yakut, Omocha, Amanas Lokut, Sakotze, Spa. Why can't you sell straight out land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? So the Rambam here addresses that. The Rambam here finds it necessary to give Tamei Mitzvos to Lotitulam Chanayi Bakarka, don't give them an encampment in Eretz Yisrael, and to Lotitulam Chay. And what are the Tamei Mitzvos? We'll see. Umipnei Ma, Ein Mochim Lahen, how come? He doesn't always do this to Rambam. Certainly not Yad HaChazaka. He doesn't say, why is there such an Iser? Right? The answer is, Shenem Al-Golos HaChanayim, Lotitulam Chanayi Bakarka, and then he adds, Shehim Lo Yilam Karka Yeshivas and Yeshivas Arayi. If they can't buy, there will only be temporary dwellers. The chain also was suffer. B'shvachon, you can't praise them. Apilu lo makama noa over kachav zubetzum also. Kavachomer she suffer b'shevach masav, or she chave v'davar medibrayem. Shenemar v'lo sechaneim lo yilehem chain beinecha. Mitnei, once again, the netanei mitzvos. Shegoreim lehidavek imo v'lilmod mimasav haroim. Right? So the Rambam says we don't losachanim lotitum kolay bekarka mitnei ma. Right? So they won't be a bad influence. They won't stay around. And then lotitum amkei mitnei ma. Right? So you won't be drawn to their ways, which you might be if you praise them. Shagor mizalik b'lumad masal roim. And then he says the third one: the asur litei lahem matnas chinam. What's striking in the realm? Two things. Number one, it's not based on Lo Tachanim at all. even though the Gemara, right? There's no cholek. Obviously, the Rambam understood, unlike Bali Tosfos, that the quotation of Rabbi Yehuda is the exclusion of the first lien book. Number two, there's no mitnema, no explanation. And in the contrary, what is there? An emphasis on the contrary case. Avalanosa Megartosha. Now that's just part of the Limud? Probably. Or is it more than that? Avalanosa Megartosha. If you look again in Matana, which we saw before, Gimli and Aleph. So again, Ashley Shor Litin La'akam Matna Schinam. Right? You're not allowed to give a non-Jew an over the Zohar Matna Schinam. Avalanosa Megartosha. Right up front. Shneimar LaGerusha B'Sharecha Tzitena V'Achala Amachal Nachri to the Chiyuv Lo B'Matan. Aval LaGerusha Bein LaMechir Bein Minatana Mevnei Shata Mitzuba LaHachayosa. Right, that's the Gemara. Shneimar Gevurah Shav Chaim Bach. Then I added the Frankel, which is the most manuscript fusion. Kolomar Lo Yezeha Ani Pakos MiGerushav Shehu Chaim Bach. Now what's fascinating about this is a new reading, a new perush in pasuk. By the Rambam, if it's correct here, so meaning normally we say the pasuk says the ger betosha the chayimach, so we say the Rambam in Manasaniyim and in Sefer Mitzvahs quotes this as a makar for tzedakah. So we say what are the pesukim of tzedakah is actually talking about a ger tosha kal v'chomer yisrael, right? But the way the Rambam according to this gear says saying klomar. Meaning, you're supposed to support and take care of the Gertosha. And the Ani, is that worse than a Gertosha? So the Pasuk isn't talking about a Gertosha who's an Ani. The Pasuk is talking about a Gertosha. And we're saying an Ani isn't less than a Gertosha. But then why do you have to give the Gertosha if he's not an Ani? What's going on? This goes to my question of before. Is this Gemara saying that we're only talking about a case of need in the Kadima?
Now you feel welcome.
So now let me.
Why did they mention it all together?
Exactly.
Why did they mention all together about the Ani?
Oh, exactly. Because he's bothered because he, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, he does use that pasuk for tzedakah. I think he's dafka trying to tell you, even though it's not talking about tzedakah, it's relevant to Nesina here. So let me explain. I'll explain for a minute. Look at go back to Tosfos in Avodah Zarah for a minute. Another Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. The next one. This is the most important one, actually. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Chafam and Aleph, Rabbi Meir. Ahu Itzrik, the Liktom, the Sina, the Gerlin, the Kira, the Nasir. Tosfos says, Yim Tomar. What do we say? Tzedakah before business, right? The Chineshto la Adam, Chepet Limkar. Meaning, every time you have something to sell, you have to give it to tzedakah first. There are people out there who need it. Of course, you have to give tzedakah. It's the idea of tzedakah prior to business is a good idea. It's a good slogan, right? But no one ever suggested that there's no business until you finish all of your tzedakah. We have shiurim. What's the shiur? You know, sometimes it's a third shekel shana. If there aren't aniyim around, maybe that's how the Ravaz explains it. Or it's chomesh. Or it's meiser. Dei machsoro. Right? I'm a bazvez. All you bazvez yoser mechomesh, because you don't want to put yourself in the state of poverty, where you're going to end up needing support. Meaning, what kind of thing is this? You have something to say, you can't sell an object, you have to give the tzedakah. So the next post is similar to our post for that one. What post is answered? Rabbi Shlomar, Dafka the Bela, it's really an astonishing Gemara. Dafka the Bela, Sheena Shavel, and Dabar Muat, Israel, Shlomar, of the Kabbalah, Mitzvah, and Benayim. The lager, he shava harbe kashar basar. So it says, the case of the veil is unique. Because he can't eat it. Jews can't eat it. Right? In the shava l'davar mu'at l'Yisrael. Shlo yu'akum b'tzuyin b'neya. And the lager, he shava harbe kashar basar. You can get a lot of bang for your buck, as they say. in this particular tzedakah. Right? Because your loss is minimal, and his gain is maximal. Now, somebody started, by the way, there's a big machlokas here, in the poskim, are these two answers in the poskim or one? And it can be not fit. And sometimes you can have a tzedakah, it's easy, it's a little hafsid, but it's not so much rebach either. Right? Or the opposite. No, it's a lot of rebach for him, even though it's a lot of hafsid for me, but it's still more rebach for him than it hafsid for me. So is this one answer or two answers? And which is the main point? Or is it the discrepancy? But what kind of halacha is that anyway in tzedakah? It's just a very fascinating din. Just because the gain loss the margin is wider, so that changes the rules of tzedakah. Maybe it does. Maybe it says, listen, this tzedakah opportunity is, I like to say that certain Shevat Tassas turn into Kumbase. Isn't certain Kumbase elastic also? Kumbase turn into Shevat Tassas. Sometimes passing up an opportunity to get so much mileage for your tzedakah is almost like a bipolase of tzedakah. Is that what's going on here? Maybe.
The Shevat Harbeh, the Niger, could be Shevat Harbeh Lebchira.
No. We're saying if you give him this tzedakah, it's worth $1,000 to him. To you, it's worth $10. Your loss is $10, and his gain is $1,000. That tzedakah, that net, whatever. Normally in tzedakah, I have to lose $1,000 for him to gain $1,000. Here, for him to gain $1,000, I have to lose $10.
An assumption, but if he could sell it,
he would get the money for himself.
But he's denying us that,
right? But we're saying that's rebach. The hafsid that we're saying is you live in a market where there's low demand. Let's say that's what he says. There aren't so many nakam around either.
That's a presumption. He's presuming something that obviously was not true for the Bali Soslos. They were living among the Bali.
Okay, good, good, good. You're saying, oh, this doesn't work so well in the Gemara. Okay, fine, good. I don't know. That doesn't interest me so much. I hear you, but that's interesting. But okay. Well, it's not strong, and he says so he understands it. You could say, oh, historically it's out of tune with what was going on. It could be. I'm not sure it was. I don't know about you what the economic situation was in Persia, Babel, or whatever. Okay. There's a tune of the Ramah, which I don't want to read right now because I'm running late and I want to get to the punchline, at least, before we end. And, we always finish on time.
Yeah.
So, there's a Tshuva of the Ramah Simin Yod, where he discusses the following problem. Let's say, Ramah. This is in the beginning of page 3. Shutz Ramah Simin Yod. So he discusses the problem so we're not going to read it. The Kitimkar Bekala Misecha, O Kana Biara Misecha, Linda Torah Dimbasa, Liknos, Kne Miara Misecha. Very important halachos here. Meaning, if you can buy from your brother, right, then it's better than buying from a stranger. If you can buy from a Jew, it's better than buying from a non Jew. How much of a loss or less of a gain should you take to do that? The Jewish store, down the street, charges more, than the non-Jewish store. Right. That's a very important question. So this is a two of the rabbis back and forth, and he quotes the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. He said, "Well, in a non-Jew, the Ger Toshav, you're gonna take a hit, right? Tzedakah before business, right? In this case, means taking a loss." Or at least not having as much rebach. So Kavah Komer for the Jew. And others say, no, maybe it's a special day and a special Zerzakos. How can it be a special Zerzakos? We're more worried about the Gertosha than we are about the Jew. That's what I said before about my concentric circles, right, about why I think the Rambam and Ma'asaniyim didn't even, aside from this other point, which I think is also true. So what's going on here? And what's this all about? Rabbeinu Peretz Alatar in Tzachim also asked the question, how could it be that you could make a business deal by selling it, and we're telling you have to give it away and we'll get Tosha for free? How could that be? So one day in the Rebbeinu Peretz is, like Tosha and Avodah Zarah, You know, again, the hepsa, there's muah to the revach is gadol, whether that's one or two or which emphasis or the discrepancy, I think are different ways they say. The other day, they say, no, the whole thing is not what you think it is. You could do either one you want. It's to teach you, you know, whatever you prefer. You want to give it a gift to a geratoshav, give it as a gift to Gerd. You want to sell it, you could sell it. You have your choice of kedima. That's not the simple reading of the Gemara. But he just says, I mean, be strong, we don't find such a thing. So what's going on? So I think that there's another perspective here. So let me go back for a moment to the idea of Tosis. I Tosis asked the question, Tosis asked, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, what happened to Los Achamen? Why do you need a pasuk lager Hashem Sharecha titnena, right, to teach you that you can't give a matnas chinam to a non-Jew? But we learn that from Los Achamen. You don't need to learn that from lager Hashem Sharecha titnena. So Tosa says the answer is that there's not saying a first answer. Tosa is not saying there's a lot. When we say there's not saying a lot, what do we mean? We mean it's the same din, right? But lav or alav b'shnayim, sometimes that's two lavin, and sometimes that's not saying a lav, right? So if you violate the melacha on Shabbos or Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, right? So the din is that you're violating not saying a lav. Here too, if you give matana to a to an over the banazara, so you violate not saying a lav. Or we're dealing with two different ideas here. And I say it a lav. The lav, if it's based on Los Achamen, like the other Los Achamen, even if it isn't, I raise the question before, how identical are they? Okay. Very important question. And very halacha l'maisa oriented nafkaminas too. But basically, right, the idea of Los Achamen is to diminish, right, the influence of non-Jews on Jewish life. Shaloli dabek b'maseyim, whether it's the complimenting of the chayin or having them live in the middle of our national headquarters, the two Rambams, mipnei ma. And the same thing is true with matnas chinam. It implies a certain closeness, right? We're wary of that closeness. Shaloli dabek b'maseyim. Or the idea is not so much a prohibition against Akum as much as it is an opportunity to discriminate, I don't mean discriminate, that's a 5-10, to be discerning, right, in our relationships or in differentiating our relationships of Gerei Toshav with Ovid Avodah Zarah. So it isn't so much the negative, Shalom Dabik B'maseyem, in the case of Matnas Chinam, But the opportunity to show that we really value, although he's not a member of Klal Yisrael, he's not a member of the family per se, and there are different dinim, but somebody who is a Ger Toshav, who's Makadol formally, Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, is somebody we respect and admire. And not only that, Mitzvah Lachi also. So the Asay is not about, right, the Iser, and that's the way it's formulated. But it doesn't say low, you know, low titain, the Nachri, right? It says, even the Rambam, right? When the Rambam emphasizes this is the third halakha, there's no mipnei, there's no Los Achamen, and in both cases, what does he have in this space on the Pesukim too? Right up front, so maybe for Tosfos, our two dinim, there's a lav, Los Achamen, which is like the others, and there's an assay to accentuate the fact that we treat Gerei Toshav differently, that we acknowledge that he has a different status. He's not a Jew, but he's a very, spiritually, admirable person, right, who has principles and who lives, a God-centered life. So if that's true, and that's the idea of a Gerei Toshav Sharecha Tzedena B'Achala, so maybe we can explain everything. Right, what are we saying? We start off with Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Dvarim Kichsava. We're in Dvarim Kichsava. We're so active. And according to Rashi, it goes in both directions. He can't sell to the Gertoshev. He can't sell to the Gertoshev. Why not? Maybe, according to Rashi, if you sell to the Gertoshev, this is the opportunity, and the Zela is after the opportunity to show the difference between a Gertoshev and a Gon. And a Ovid of Unsak. But let me go back to that definition that Rashi likes, which we, you know, not everybody Paskins like, but it's one day in the Mishnah, in Avodah Zarah. Right? What is the Gertoshev? Somebody's Makabel Shev, this is the Nach, the Ochel, the Vamos. The Torah, when it speaks of Sinai, if I'm developed, I guess when I come back, I'll just take another couple minutes just to round it out. But when the Torah speaks about Nevela, what's the pasuk that it uses? We have it here. Lotoku called Nevela Gerashav Sharecha Tzeneba, Kala Oma Kala Nachri, Ki Am Kadosh Atala Hashem Alam Kecha, Losav Hashem Gedipa Kalei Bima. The Ramban, for some reason, we talked about this in our Chulin days, the Ramban rereads that pasuk. The Kodesh part, Ki Am Kadosh Atala Hashem Alam Kecha, goes on Losav Hashem Gedipa Kalei Bima, it's alone. But if you look at the Trup, and you look at the Sarno, the simple shot of the pasuk is that Ki Am Kadosh Hashem Elokecha is responsible for Losochu Kol Nevei Lagar Shem Sharecha Tzeneh Ba'achal Ma'achal Menachri. Meaning, I think if that's the shot in why Rashi likes it so much, right? A Gertoshav is not a Jew. He doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, right? And he's all Kol Nevei Los. Nevela is the Chiyuv Shechita, that he doesn't have. But Nevela then became the context in which to, number one, differentiate Jew from Gertoshav. But don't get carried away. Even if we're telling you Gertoshav doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't have Shechita, there's no Anshei Kodesh, but he's still not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Nevela gives you the opportunity also to differentiate between all three categories. How do you do that? There's an Isur, according to Rashi, there's an Isur Mechira. Because dafka you want to give it to him. Like Yerushev Sharecha Titnana. Even though Nevela underscores how he falls short of Kedushas Yisrael, but it's also the opportunity to reflect his superiority to Ovid Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, if to sell it to both of them, you dafka want to use Nevela to differentiate, to be discerning. Machal and Akri? Like Yerushev Sharecha Titnana Bacha. So according to the Rambam, I think, when the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lacha Yotso, he doesn't need tzedakah. What did you say before? The real idea is to treat him as a responsible member of society, even though he's not a member of your community. And he's not. And there are different dinim. There are dinim that have to do with Kedushas Yisrael. He's excluded. But Ger V'Tosha V'Chayimach, you have to acknowledge his quality of life, and that there is some sort of a relationship there. That's what the Rambam means when he says, if you have to go out of your way to be supportive psychologically, and by means of Ger Hashem Sharecha Titnena, to the non-Jew, Ger Tosha, look what you certainly have to do for a member of your family who's an Ani. That's that extra line in the Rambam in Tzvi. And finally, if that's the case, two more points, this whole question of, well, we don't do this for a Jew, right? Maybe we don't, because we don't need to make the point. Dafka in the context of Nevela, or the Ine, we don't need to make this point of differentiating. So there, it's just a question of the Dinim of Tzedakah. And finally, if you look at the Rambam, Yotz Malachim, with this we conclude, Kirk Yud, Halacha Yud Beis, have it here somewhere. Yeah, the last one on page 2. Tarikin Halacha Yud Beis. Shnei Akum Shemol Afanachal Adun B'dinei Yisrael V'rotu Shneim Adun Din Torah Danim. Right, Ha'echad Rotsa, Echad Eina Rotsa, Ein, this is very important, Halacha B'nat Fanei, Ein Kofin Asol Adun Ha'u B'dineim, Ha Yisrael V'akum B'nei Shkutz B'neim, Danu Lo Din B'dineim, Omer Lo Kein Din Chet. Then the Ram adds, the yearly she'ain osim chaim the gertoshav and olam donim lo b'dineim. You don't play these games with the gertoshav. Not games. I mean, different systems to you. It's legitimate, but it's obviously not something you would do to somebody who you relate to in a more protective way. A ger toshav, you can't do that. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. The chen yerali, another chiddush, shenoagin of a ger toshav, but there eretz ugnilas chasavim ki Yisrael sharein u'mutzuv l'achi yosav. That's not a bit of tzedakah now, only according to the Rambam. But it includes tzedakah, but we see it's about relationships. Shenema la gera, shev sharecha, titnena, ve'achala. Now, what did the Rambam say? Unlike in previous halachos and the Gemaras, where they say, why are you obligated to give the ger? Because hareinu mitzuvim l'achayosam. Because it's ger, the toshav, v'chayimach. Here the Rambam flipped the psukim. What's the makar of ger, the toshav, v'chayimach, of mitzvah l'achayoso? The makar is like ger, shev v'sharecha, titnena v'achala. Zeshom v'chachamim, en kofelim shalom v'akum, lo beger toshav. That's nothing to do with tzedakah. Afilo ha'akum tzivu chacham l'vachar kolayim b'lukum reisayim v'lefarnas aniyim if they darkei shalom. Harei ne'amar tov Hashem l'kol v'rachamav al kol ma'asav v'ne'amar drachel darkei no'am v'chom l'isil osa shalom. Here the Rambam, even on the akum part, raised it from regular darkei shalom to drachel darkei no'am. But the chiddush of the Rambam is that the source of l'achiyoso, the expansion of l'achiyoso, actually is l'gera shev v'sharecha t'tnana v'achala. It ends up that that is the mokar for differentiating between the different levels of non-Jewish population. We'll stop here.